Okay, so with us today is author of The Hockey Kids, Sabine Hahn, coming live from Germany. And we'll start things off by saying bienvenue, willkommen, and welcome, Sabine, to The Reverse Stick.
Hi, Matt. Hi, John. Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you for coming on, and hopefully you're going to tell us lots about your wonderful hockey books. So we'll get straight into it, and let's just start off a little bit and find out what your connection is to the hockey family.
Well, I got connected to the hockey family only a few years ago when my son started to play. I never played hockey before. Actually, he wanted to play ice hockey, but it proved to be too rough for him. So he tried out the version without ice. And I must say, I was immediately hooked. It was so fascinating to see all these kids playing hockey with a great respect and caring for each other and being there for one another. And it's just fantastic. And for me, it's just also an aesthetic sport. You know, I love the penalty corner, that frozen moment full of concentration. And it's always like an artistic still life and very, very beautiful to watch.
Well, we both got a big smile on our face here, sitting opposite each other. Now, you told us you might have a bit of a problem in communicating in English with us. Well, that's certainly not the case, and you tell the story very eloquently there. So, you've been writing and illustrating for some time.
Yes, since I was able to hold a pencil, I've been drawing and sketching, and it was my best subject at school. And my whole life was such influenced by drawing. And then my passion for writing came little by little as I became first a professional bookbinder, and I had always the wish to create my own illustrated and own written book one day. So I just started one day.
Sabine, what gave you the inspiration to come up with The Hockey Kids?
Well, when my son started to play hockey a few years ago, as I said, I was thinking that it would be great to buy him a book with a funny adventure about his favorite sport, you know, something like all these series about football. But I soon found out that there wasn't anything for a little boy in primary school age except of some non-fiction books about how to play hockey, and my son's coach also had no idea and told me that I would simply have to write it myself. Well, I just had started to write children books, so I nominated him as my official advisor and began to write, and that's how The Hockey Kids were born.
When you were writing this book, did you have a particular age group that you were aiming it at?
Well, The Hockey Kids, as well as all my kids' books, actually, are for children in primary school age, and for little hockey players, as well as for kids who don't know anything about hockey. And this is also the age of my main characters, and fits perfectly to my illustrations, I think. And it's such a great age where they discover so many things. They learn to read, and they also try out different kinds of sports. So it fits very, very well.
So the three hockey kids that feature within the books, Max, Lena, and Lars, are they based on any particular children, or do they have any particular traits, individual traits, the three of them?
No, I think I can't say that. When I began to plan my hockey story long before starting to write it, I had to think about who would play a role and how many kids should be involved and whether they should be boys or girls and in which constellation. So as I always wanted to reach boys as well as girls, I had to take both of them. So I tried out a little bit and chose the combination of one girl and her two classmates, and that's how Lena, Max, and Lars saw the day. And all three of them have surely lots of traits I've seen while watching kids playing hockey, and it's quite necessary to observe them. But all my stories and characters are invented, and I can't say, oh, well, this kid is like my own one, for instance.
Sabine, you've also taken Lena, Max and Lars on the road with you as well, haven't you? You've been able to take it out to schools and I believe hockey clubs as well?
Yes, I'm having readings, a lot of readings through Germany in schools and in clubs, and my readers love hockey, or they even don't know anything about hockey, and this reading gives me a great possibility to observe the kids while I'm reading and to have fun with them and to tell them lots about hockey, and these are very special moments for me.
Sabine, do you get a lot of support from the hockey clubs?
Support, I can't say support, but they are very interested and they are inviting me for readings, or they have my books. And yes, that's the kind of support I get.
So you've also been in partnership with Swiss Hockey. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, this project and partnership is very great, and I'm really happy about it. Swiss Hockey has a very interesting concept of coaching children. It ensures well-trained and special coaches for kids. It takes the parents on board, and it's absolutely suitable for kids. And, you know, kids aren't just small adults. They have other needs, and coaches have to be aware of this. And so each group, the coaches, the parents, and the children get their own booklet from the clubs with all important information they need. And I'm the lucky one who gives the face to the children's booklet and to the Hockey Sport for Children in Switzerland. So I have written a kind of activity book where my three little hockey kids are once again the main characters. And one day they discover some flyers at their school announcing trial days of hockey in the club. And Lena, Max and Lars, the three main characters, they are hooked. And the following days they learn a lot about players' garments, healthy foods, techniques, and about what it means to be part of a team. And every single hockey kid in Switzerland will get this book, and it's a real honor for me.
That sounds fantastic, and what a great initiative. Mm. Now, on to the books themselves. Book number one in the series, The Adventure Begins, is now available in English. Where can people get hold of it? I've got a six-year-old daughter, and I can't wait to get a hold of a copy of it. So where can people get hold of it around the world? Where's the best place to find it? And the best place that people can buy it that's going to give the biggest percentage of the revenue to you?
Well, yes, book number one is finally available in English. That took a little time, yes, because meanwhile I left my publisher and founded my own publishing company. And so this year, professional translator did that great job and translated the first book. There's another in German, the second, and there will surely be the third one next year. But book number one is available in English. It's a book depository, for instance, and it sells delivery free all over the world. That's a great thing. And you can also look at Amazon in other countries. For instance, the UK is selling it. And yes, on iTunes you can get the e-book. Yes.
That's super. So book depository, I think that's bookdepository.com?
Yes. That's the one.
We have used them in the past ourselves, so we'll have a look there and get hold of a copy. Now, we've never seen a children's book like this before. You spoke before that you couldn't find one out there. It takes a lot of work to go from, there isn't one available, to I'm going to put one together. Why do you think there's never been a hockey book before?
Well, I think that's easy to answer, because making books in general means a lot of effort without really being profitable. So a kids' book series about hockey is even more special than others, and the readership is very, very limited. And so on the other hand, a children's book series about hockey means lots of work day and night, because you can't stop thinking about it. And the ideas fly by at any time. You need a great commitment to the project and a lot of knowledge just too. And on the other hand, it means a very small income. There are a lot of running costs that nobody knows. I have to pay the fee of the German list of deliverable books. I have to pay the translators and lectors, and it's not really profitable if you have to pay, for instance, an author and an illustrator. And that's probably the difference between others and me, because I'm doing all these things alone. So I keep the rights, and I keep all the even small revenues. So in the end, it can perhaps only be done like this.
Well, I commend you for taking on the project and wish you every success with it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So where can people find out more about you and what's going on with new books coming out? They can go to your website?
Yes, you'll find all information about me and my books at sabinehahn.net or on my publisher's site, moncock.com. You can find me on Facebook as well, on Autorin Sabine Hahn, or the Hockey Kids have as well as their pages. It's called Die Hockey Kids, never mind the Die, which is simply the German article for the Hockey Kids, yes. watch out for Die Hockey Kids, and I have reached 1,000 of fans this weekend. I'm very, very happy.
Woohoo, congratulations.
And, yes, and follow me on Twitter as well, Sabine Hahn Books. You can find me there.
Savannah, we have a good idea of how hard it is to put all this sort of stuff together and to get it out there, and we hope everybody out who's listened to our podcast will check out the work you've done, because it's a great book. Any chance we can get the FIH to adopt the kids' uniforms for a team?
Well, I'm very happy that the president of the European Hockey Federation wrote me a nice, very nice epilogue. So I think the European Federation is in, and perhaps one day also the international one.
Sabina, that sounds great. And look, we'll let you go now, and thank you very much for your time today. We wish you all success and look forward to seeing all the exciting follow-ups to The Hockey Kids, The Adventure Begins.
Yes, I thank you for that great opportunity to talk a little bit about my Hockey Kids, and yes, I say bye.